Today, the question is, are you checking external links? You want to boost your SEO and credibility, and then get to it. In the digital world, external links can either make or break your website's SEO and user experience. That is, if a user clicks on a link and it comes up 404 file not found, that's going to degrade your credibility and relevance with that person, okay? So get to checking those external links regularly, and if you haven't done it for a while, do it again. It's due. So if you ask yourself, why do bloggers and marketers regularly check their external links? Because their online presence is everything. Ignoring those external links can result in decreased SEO rankings, and who wants to have that, okay? Regular checks are going to ensure that your content remains credible, relevant, and user-friendly. So you want to do three things with these external links and making sure that they're right and they're not 404. You want to maintain your credibility, get benefits to your search engine optimization, and improve the user experience of people visiting your content. And of course, there's a number of tools and methods to effectively, efficiently check those external links. Checking external links manually can be, well, time-consuming, especially if you got hundreds of pages. Like, I just used a tool, and it checked over 3,000 pages, and it went tilt when it got to 3,000. Anything past 3,000, you got to pay to play, okay? So look into automated tools, browser extensions, and manual checks that you can use. Like, if you got a little short piece of content, maybe a landing page, then get that going so you can check those external links and those content with those tools. Now let's talk a little bit about the impact of broken or low-quality external links on your SEO and your user experience. If you ignore broken or low-quality external links, and low quality means the site that links to is just not right, okay? There's a better source of information than the one perhaps that's being linked to. So the SEO consequences, given the user experience, an A grade is going to matter, okay? User dissatisfaction with your site, if they get a bunch of high bounce rates because of 404s they encounter, that's going to affect your brand. The perception that people have, if your website's no good, then your brand must not be any good either. Well, at this point, I'm thinking one of you might be convinced that they need to know the best practices for managing and updating external links. And let's get into that real quick. You want to do regular audits, like set aside a day of the month, a day of the quarter, that you check those links to make sure they're up to date, that you didn't delete a domain and then break a bunch of links as a result. I found myself doing that. You want to have quality over quantity, okay? Really good authoritative sources is going to be a lot better than having a whole bunch of links, some of them that are 404. So update and replace. When you find a broken or outdated link, don't just remove it, replace it. Find a current relevant source that gives the same or better information, and then that ensures your content remains valuable and up to date. So in conclusion, we know now that regularly checking for external links is going to be crucial to maintaining your SEO performance and user satisfaction. User satisfaction, that's a big deal. And I want you to know that I've appreciated you taking the time out of your day to listen to this episode of Practical Digital Strategies. Hey, to contact me, use the secure contact form on guyrcook.com. If you like this video, found it helpful, give it a thumbs up and share it with your friends. Subscribe to the channel for more valuable content on digital marketing and other things. It's a wrap.